John chapter 6, verse 60 says this, "Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, 'This is an hard saying. Who can hear it?' When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, 'Doth this offend you? What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not.' For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, 'Therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father.' From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, 'Will ye also go away?' Then Simon Peter answered him, 'Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.' Jesus answered them, 'Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?' He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. And I'll stop reading there. I want to concentrate for the title tonight in verse 60. When the disciples heard the message that Jesus just got through delivering, they said it's a hard saying. And I'd like to preach tonight on the thought on hard preaching. The disciples heard the message that Jesus delivered to them and said, man, that's hard preaching there. That's hard stuff. They were apparently, many of them, offended by what they heard. I'd like to point out what the message was to begin with, and I know we've covered this, but for sake of emphasis tonight, I'd like to go back into chapter 6, in the previous verses of chapter 6, And just mention a couple of things. What was it that Jesus dealt with that they found to be hard preaching? What was so hard for them that they would be offended by it? Well, to begin with, this message that he delivered was a message filled with revelation. He revealed several things in his message. Number one, he revealed some things concerning those that followed him. He revealed why they followed him. In verse 26, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled." And a lot of times, probably these people didn't like what he said there. And a lot of times, folks, when the truth is revealed to them, and when we see the truth about ourselves, a lot of times we're offended by that. We don't want to hear that. They didn't want to hear that the only reason they were following him was because of what he gave them, that bread. That was probably offensive to them. That was hard for them to swallow. And I want you to know, there's been many times in my ministry when the man of God has stood before me and preached to me that which revealed to me myself, which showed me where I really was and what I really needed. But will we be offended by that? If it's the truth about us, are we going to be offended by it? Are we going to say, that's hard preaching, I don't want that? The second thing was this. It revealed that Jesus came down from heaven. You can see that, verse 33 down to verse 35. He mentioned that he was the bread of life that came down from heaven, and so on and so forth. And the Jews had a hard time swallowing that. Verse 41, the Bible says the Jews murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then, he saith, I came down from heaven? In other words, the Jews didn't understand how this man from Nazareth could say he came down from heaven. They didn't understand what Jesus was saying. And they were having a hard time with that hard text. Man, that was tough on them. They just couldn't comprehend that. I wonder if you and I are going to be offended by things that we don't understand. The third thing, he revealed the only way of eternal life in his message. In verse 54, he said, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. And the whole context of this is, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you don't have eternal life. He revealed that's the only way to heaven is to partake of him. And of course, it was a spiritual message that he was delivering, but they choked on that meat. In verse 52, the Jews strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? They were choking on it. They couldn't understand how it could be possible. It was a hard message that he delivered to them. It was tough for them to swallow, and they didn't understand all of it. You know what? I've heard messages like that myself. I've heard messages that revealed who I was, and I didn't like what I saw and heard. I've heard messages that reveal things I didn't understand and at the time didn't agree with. Because I couldn't understand it, I couldn't swallow it, I choked on it. And I said, that can't be so. And immediately I said, there's something wrong with this. But now as I look back in my ministry, I've preached things I didn't agree with. Now that I look back at my ministry, some of those things I heard other men preach that I didn't agree with at some point in time, I agree with them now because I understand now. I'm on the other side of the fence. There's a lot of sinners out there today that hear a preacher preach about the truths of the Word of God, and they don't understand them, and so they reject them. They have the idea that if I get saved, if I try to serve God, I'm going to not have fun anymore. And friend, it's not about whether you have fun or not. You know, serving God is the best life, period. But they reject it because they can't understand it. But now, that was a time when I couldn't understand it, but now I understand it. Preacher would say, man, the best life's serving God. The best life's not partying and drinking and carousing and carrying on. And yet a sinner will look at me and say, you're crazy. That's not the best life. The reason they reject the truth of that is they don't understand it. So what did it cause among these disciples? Look in verse 60. They began to murmur. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? Now, I want you to think about this. This was his disciples that were murmuring. It wasn't the Jews. I mean, some of them may have been Jews, but it wasn't that religious crowd that wanted to kill him and put him to death. Apparently, it was those disciples that were following him, and they began to murmur against the Lord Jesus. They said, this is a hard saying. We can't comprehend this. We can't digest this. We're choking on this. We don't want to hear this. And guess what? I've heard that myself in a roundabout way in days gone by. We don't want to hear that, preacher. We don't want that hard preaching. We don't want that straight preaching. We don't want that truth. We don't comprehend it, and so we don't want to hear it. Now think about this. When Jesus saw and heard of their murmuring, of course, he knew what was going on inside of them. He looks them right in the eyeball, and he says this. Does what I said offend you? He confronts them about it. He knew they were offended, but he wanted them to admit that they were offended by it. Now I want you to think about this with me. If Jesus just got through saying, this is the only way to have eternal life, it's to eat my flesh and drink my blood. Though I didn't understand it, I think I would have wanted to investigate it. If Jesus said it's the only way to have eternal life, I don't think I would have said, that's too hard for me. I'd have said, Lord, would you explain that to me? I know this is important. It's the only way to get to heaven, Lord. I need to know more. You see the difference in that? They said, it's too hard. We don't want it. They didn't say, Lord, show it to us. And there's multitudes today who would stand and listen or sit and listen to messages like I've preached lately on all of the different topics that I've dealt with lately. And immediately they would look at me and say, I don't want that. I don't understand it. I don't agree with it. I don't want to hear that. And they would immediately reject it. They would not say, Lord, if it's your word, show it to me. If it's the truth, Lord, teach it to me. Lord, reveal it to my heart. They just rejected it and they murmured against it. I wonder how much murmuring has been done lately on people's way home from church here. When I get down to where the rubber meets the road, I wonder how many murmurs on the way home amongst their family. Would anybody like to raise your hand and say you're guilty of that? Please don't. Somebody might like to, but please don't. It's exactly what Jesus said. Does this offend you? You don't know how you can eat my flesh and drink my blood? Are you offended because you don't know? Let me ask you a question. Did Jesus mean to offend them? Was he trying to offend anybody? Certainly not. I tell you what he was trying to do. He is trying to tell them the truth. And they were offended by it. They said, that's hard. We can't take that. And they began to murmur and they began to complain. And look what Jesus said to them. Does this offend you? He said, what and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? You know, I think he's in essence saying in that passage, he's saying this. You find it hard to believe that I came down from heaven and you're choking on that and you don't understand that and that's too hard for you? What are you going to think when you see me go back where I came from? If you're having a hard time getting a hold of that, what's it going to do to you when you see me go back where I came from? And in one sense, you can look at it like this. Jesus was saying, one of these days, I'm going back to where I came from. If you'll just hang on long enough, I'll prove to you where I came from. If you'll just stay with me long enough, you'll see the truth of what I'm telling you. Though you don't understand it now, there will come a day when you will understand it. Does that make sense? But you know what folks today do? That's too hard. I don't want that. I don't understand it. I'm not going to ask him to show it to me, and I'm not going to stay with him long enough to where I do understand it. You listening to tonight? Y'all listening? I ain't even getting an amen off this whole pew over here. I'm not going to stay with you long enough to where I do understand it. It would blow their mind to have stood and saw him go back to where he came from. He ascended into the cloud. Do you remember how he went back? Should we be offended when no offense is intended? Should they have been offended when Jesus looked at them and said, "Doth this offend you?" Should they have been offended when he was only telling them the truth, even though they didn't understand it? I'll tell you what it does. It reveals that their problem was a faith problem. Their problem was a spiritual problem. Look in verse 63. Jesus said, it's the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. That is a powerful statement. You know what he was saying in that text? He's saying, these things that you choking on, these things that you said are too hard and have offended you, he said, those very words, they are spirit and they're life to you. Have you ever stopped to think, though you don't understand everything this Bible says, yet these words are spirit and they are life to you? And the commands of God, though you say, I don't agree with that, and though I can't go along with that, if it's in this Bible, do you realize this is the book of life to us, in essence? The words of this book tell us the truth of eternal life. This is the bread, if you will. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and that Word said, I am the bread of life. Think about this. He was not literally teaching that they should eat His flesh and literally drink His blood. And He's letting them know in verse 63 that these truths are spiritual truths and they're not to be understood in fleshly terms. He said the words are spirit. The words are the message, if you will. They're spiritual truths to be understood. That's what Jesus is communicating to them. He's saying, you don't have to literally eat my flesh and drink my blood. He's saying, these are spiritual truths that I'm trying to convey to you. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says this, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Not only are they spirit, he said, but they are life. You know what Jesus did? He gave them the words of life and they murmured about it. They murmured about it. They did not investigate to see if what he was saying was so. They just rejected it and murmured and were offended by it. When I stand and try to preach a message from the Word of God, if I'm preaching to you out of God's book, the least you should do is not be offended by it, but to at least investigate it. Go home and search it out yourself and see if what I'm telling you is right. If you find it not to be right, junk it. If you find it is a biblical principle, you better listen to it. It's the Word of life. Jesus said, my words are spirit. There's a spiritual meaning to these things, and they are life. We see the message, we see the murmuring. Now, I want you to see that this whole thing, the manifestation of it, it manifests three classes of people, and I'll show you that in a minute. But do you know what hard preaching will do? It'll manifest who we really are. If it's the truths of God's Word and it is laid out there whether we like it or whether we don't like it, and it's laid out there without fear or favor of men and not in a foul spirit, it'll show where we are and who we are. You know who it showed them to be? Unbelievers. Notice what he said in verse 64. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. Now that betray him is Judas. But the other ones that believed not, there was a multitude of this crowd that just simply believed not. And the hard preaching revealed those who believed not. At least it revealed most of them. I'll show it to you in a minute. But Jesus knew who they were. And that's the way it is in our midst and in the world and in every church. Jesus knows who you are. He knows whether you believe or whether you believe not. In verse 65, he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. You know what Jesus is saying? That's the reason I said unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given him of my Father. In other words, I knew that some of you believed not, and that's why I said that some you can't come. It was not given to you of my Father. The true position of their heart was manifested by their reaction to preaching that they considered hard preaching, preaching they didn't understand. Look at verse 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. It doesn't say one or two. It says many of his disciples. They heard this hard message, and Jesus said, "Does this offend you?" And he deals with them over this issue, and they finally, at the end of this statement Jesus made, they turn their backs and they walk away from him. Many of his disciples. Can you imagine that? You want to know why they went away? Because they didn't believe. They were unbelievers. You say, how do you know that? Well, he said it. I read it to you just a second ago. But they proved it. And it goes back to what I said to you just a few minutes ago. Let me ask you this question. If Jesus Christ were standing here today and he said something that was hard for you, if he preached hard to you and you didn't understand it, and he said this is the only way of eternal life, would you just get up and say, I don't want to hear that. I'm out of here. I'm offended by that. I'm out. Would you do that? I wouldn't. You know why? Because I believe he's the Messiah. I believe he's the Son of God. And if I believe if he said it, I need to understand it. I believe if he said it, I need to know what it means. Now, Peter got a hold of that truth, and I'll show it to you in a minute. But you know what they did? They didn't study it. They didn't consider it. They didn't think twice about it. They just got mad about it. They were offended by it. They choked on it. They just got mad and said, I don't want to hear it. That's exactly the reaction that a lot of folks give to hard preaching in this day. You lay the truths of the Word of God out there and they don't even investigate it. They don't care if it's God's Word or not. It's just as much God's Word if it come out of that Bible as if it come out of the lips of the Lord Jesus. And the reason they didn't ask Him to explain it, they didn't investigate it, they didn't study it, they didn't want to know any more about it, was because they didn't believe He was the Messiah. Because had they believed He was the Messiah, they would have known He has the words of eternal life. We better find out what He meant by what He said. They wouldn't have just threw Him down and turned off and walked away. The only reason they would have turned and walked away from Him, got upset and got mad at Him, was if they didn't believe it was God's Word. That's the only reason. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever really thought about when you reject things that if I preach out of this Bible, and I try my best to preach the truths of God's Word. But if you reject what I preach and it comes out of God's Word, it's the same as saying, I don't believe it's God's Word. It's the same thing. I don't believe that's God's Word. It manifests their unbelief. Because they turned and walked away, they didn't believe He was the Messiah. They didn't believe, and because they didn't believe He was the Messiah, they didn't believe what He said was God's Word, so they just got mad and left. If you believe what's being preached is God's Word, you won't get offended. You'll investigate and ask God to show it to you. You'll say, God, show me the truth of that. God, that's what you say. That's what the text says. God, show me that. Lord, help me. Open my eyes. Show me the truth of it, Lord, because I believe it's Your Word. In fact, instead of leaving, I would have cleaved to him. I'd have stayed right up under his nose until I got hold of it, because I do believe he's the Messiah. And I believe what he said is God's word. It should have had the opposite effect. In fact, it did, and I'll show you that in a minute. But it manifested, that hard preaching manifested the unbelief, the unbelievers. And they said, we'll not have it. We're out of here. I want to show you something else. Do you think before these many disciples walked away, do you think Jesus knew they would? Do you think he knew that if he preached this message to them, there's going to be many of them offended by it and they would leave? Yeah, he knew it. So did he tiptoe around it? Did he fail to preach it? Did he say, I better skip that today, because if I don't, I'm going to lose a crowd? But I want you to know there are, unfortunately, a lot of men in this day and hour that if they thought they'd lose a crowd over a passage of Scripture, they'd skip it. God help me not to be that way. I'm not saying that I'm not that way. I say, God help me not to be that way. I don't think I am. But if it's the truth, I got a responsibility to tell it if many leave. Is that right? And Jesus, you know, a lot of people say, I don't hear none of that hard preaching. We don't need none of that. You're just going to run people off. It didn't stop him from telling them the truth. You know why? Because the truth is what makes you free. The truth is what gives you eternal life. It's the Word of God that is spirit and life. And if you can't have the whole copy, the whole Word of God, then you can't have any of it. You either accept all of it, or just you can't have part of it. It's all or nothing. If you can't believe it all, you can't believe none of it. And yet so many today sit on our pews and they just pick and choose what they want to believe out of it. You know what they're saying? They're saying this: I don't believe that's God's word. Because if they did, they'd say, I got to study that till I understand. I don't understand now, and it don't suit me now, and I can't get a hold of it now, but I'm going to study it till I find out. That's why Jesus told that crowd, search the Scriptures. Search the Scriptures, he told that crowd. He said, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Think about this. The word of truth must be proclaimed, no matter how many it offends. And then look at this. In verse, what verse number is it? Verse 67. Multitudes, many of his disciples went back and never walked with him again. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Can you imagine what that must have done to them? 12 men left. And he looks them in the eyes and says, are you going too? Are you leaving too? Notice what happened then. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Can you believe that? You know what he's saying? When Jesus said up there at the top, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You know what Peter did? Peter believed what Jesus said. He said, I'm sure you're the Christ. And I'm sure that you have the words of eternal life. In other words, Peter was saying, I don't care how hard it is, Lord. I don't care how tough it is. I don't care if I don't understand it. Where can I go? Where else can I go to find eternal life? I believe you're the Messiah. I believe you're the one. So, Lord, I'm going to stay with you, because there's nowhere else I can go. And though I don't understand it, I still believe that what you say, Lord, is the truth. Peter said, where are we going to go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. He said, if you're the Messiah, He said, you are the Messiah, and since you are, we would be wasting our time trying to go anywhere else and find it. Find the words of eternal life. It'd be a vain search to go somewhere else and find the truth, because we believe and are sure you're the Messiah. That's what he said. Verse 69, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That other crowd didn't believe it, or they would have stayed too. Peter said, we're absolutely convinced of it. Peter's reply lets me know he got the message that Jesus was delivering in verse 63. Think about this with me. In this passage, Peter said this, and we believe. I want to ask you a question. Who was that we that he was talking about? Well, who was Jesus addressing to begin with? The 12. And you know what Peter said? We, in essence saying all of us, we all believe and we're sure. You know what Peter was doing? He was speaking on behalf of all 12, Judas included. Judas had Peter convinced. And Jesus answered, have not I chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil. You know what he's saying? You don't all believe. One of you doesn't believe. Judas was not a believer. If he was a believer, he would have accepted the words of the Messiah instead of turning him over and selling him out and betraying him. But he wasn't a believer. I said to you, this passage reveals, or it manifests, three classes of people. First of all, it manifests those who don't believe and leave. They don't want to hear that hard stuff. They want smooth things. They don't believe it's God's Word. They don't believe Jesus is the Christ. And they just reject it and leave. Then there's that second crowd, those who don't believe and stay. You listening? Not everybody that don't believe leaves. One of them stayed in this instance. Not everybody sits on a church pew that listens to hard preaching is a believer. You know what they do? They sit and listen to that hard preaching, but they don't live it. You listening? They'll sit through the message. They might even say amen while the preacher's preaching, but they won't live it. You know why? Because they don't believe it. If they did believe it, they would try to live it. If they believed that's God's Word, they'd try to live according to God's Word. If they believed the truth that was being preached, then they'd try to do what it says. So there are those who don't believe and leave, and then there's some who don't believe and yet stay. And though Judas had Peter fooled, he didn't have Jesus fooled. He said, one of you is a devil. Number three, there are those who believe and therefore stay and study to know more. There was 11 of that 12 that stood with Jesus, and they did agree with what Peter said. We're sure, we're positive you're the Messiah. We're sure that what you say, your words are life. They're spirit and they're life. We're sure that you have the words of eternal life. And since Jesus said it, they wanted to know more about it. And if it was God's Word, they wanted it applied to their lives. If the Bible said it, they want to believe it, they want to live it. No matter how hard it is. No matter how it offends them. No matter how much they choke on it. Though they may not understand it at first, they say, Lord, you said it, now show it to me and help me live it. Help me apply it. You know what? I don't believe they ever went to hear Jesus preach with their mind already made up. They were open to what the Lord said. I wonder how many folks in our congregation tonight or our congregation as a whole, you're really open to what God said. How many already got your mind made up about certain areas, certain things, and you're not really open to whatever the Bible says about it? Your mind's already sealed and made up. It's tough sometimes. But our hearts should be, Lord, You tell me. Lord, You show me, and I'll do it. My mind's not made up about anything, Lord, except for the fact You are the Messiah and You have the words of eternal life and that book is Your word. My mind's made up about that. So, Lord, whatever You said in there, You just help me with it and I'll do it. I would ask this congregation tonight, which category do you fall into, really? I mean, if you were to be honest before God, which one of those three categories do you fall into? You don't really believe and you're offended by the truth of God's Word. And obviously you haven't left, so maybe nobody fits that category. Or do you fit into the category where you don't believe it, but you'll hear it, but you're not going to live it? Your mind's made up. Think about that. Or do you fit into that category where you, because you believe it, you want to know more. You want to understand it all. And I know some of you don't understand why I stand where I do on some things. But I wonder, do you want to know, really? And I'm not going to stand here and tell you that I'm right about everything. I'd be a fool to say that. I'd like to think I am. But I may be right about more than you think. And I wonder if you're open to really studying it for yourself and asking God to show it to you personally. Because you do believe this is God's Word. Hard preaching will manifest where we are and who we are. Let's stand our feet tonight. With our head bowed and our eyes closed tonight, Pooh's coming to the piano. She begins to play. Maybe you need to come. The Lord didn't want to offend anybody. And neither do I. I just wonder how many of us are really open to what that book says. About any subject. Because you believe it's God's Word, you're open to it. Jesus knew He wasn't going to have a big crowd preaching like that. But it was the truth. And He had to tell it. Is your mind made up? Could you honestly say in your heart what that song says, "Have thine own way, Lord"? Have thine own way, Lord. Search me and try me. What you believe definitely affects how you behave. And the reason a lot of people don't live it's because they don't believe it. But Jesus said, just stick around a little while. You'll find out it's true. What if you see me go back where I came from, he said. Just hang around. You'll find out. While these are praying, won't you come? This will be the last verse. If no one else comes, we'll be dismissed. Appreciate your good attention. Appreciate your faithfulness tonight. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, thank you, Lord, for the day and your blessings. Thank you for liberty to preach tonight. Thank you for the truths of your word. Lord, open us and help us, God, to receive your words as spirit and life. For we know, Lord, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. We know that you have the words of eternal life. We know this Bible we hold in our hand is your precious word. God, help us to live by it. Lord, help us, even though maybe parts we don't understand, help us to seek to understand. Lord, that we might live holy before you and pleasing in thy sight. And for what you do, we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God.